Poster number 7. The sailors on Rømø received a good academic education in navigation theory, which in addition to navigation, also included administrative practice. Because of their writing and mathematical abilities, the commanders were often appointed to positions of trust. For example, this could be as a church warden, whose duties included selling or renting pews to raise funds for the church expansion. An example from the church warden's accounts from the 1730s shows that ownership of one or more pews was registered as part of an individual property or listed in their will and could thus be inherited by the next generation. The owner's name was also painted on each pew. These names can still be seen in the church on Rømø. Others served as administrative officer or wreckmaster, who functioned as an auctioneer to sell beach goods to the island's residents. The sailors were also good at planning and managing construction projects. In particular, the purchase of a stranded ship required a degree of skill when the frames were to be adapted to fit the farm's new ceiling. Planning was also required when procuring construction materials, which in many cases had to be sailed to the island, often all the way from Norway. Some of the commanders and captains were ship owners themselves, or they owned shares in a ship. A handwritten book of accounts from 1700 shows several sections concerning trade in overseas goods, trade in ship shares, and regarding the purchase and sale of ships and the calculation of taxes on inheritances. The remaining time on the ships and the long winter months were used to read books about, among other things, the country's government, the economic conditions, and trade at home and abroad. The families on Rømø today still have some of these books, including King Frederick IV's Book of Law from 1699, a heavy volume bound in pigskin. The Bible was also an important part of the sailors' daily life, especially on board ship, where the commander was responsible for all the priest's duties. In the 1700s, 17 of the commanders and captains or their widows on Rømø were so wealthy that over a period of about 50 years, they loaned considerable amounts of money to the town of Tønder. The information comes from the book Der Stadt Tøndern Schuldbuch, which in English means What Tønder Owes. Loans and repayments can be seen in a book of accounts from Rømø from the 1700s. The book is divided into three loan options. Assistant loans, which were for minor amounts. Business loans, which were medium-sized loans to merchants on Rømø and the mainland, many of them in Flensburg. And interest loans, which were large loans over a long time in collaboration with other members of the family. Many people made and repaired their own tools for farming, local fishing, and beekeeping. This could involve rush and straw binning for rush shoes and beehives respectively. For the especially creative, particularly unmarried men, producing binding letters for a young girl was a favorite pastime. These were kind of a joke letter, but with a twist of serious courtship. It could be delivered on the girl's name day or on Children's Day, on the 28th of December. Children's Day is a day for children in memory of the child murders in Bethlehem, the Innocent Children's Day. Many people made their own furniture, including chairs and tables, often using ship planks bought at salvage auction. Participation in weaving and especially knitting of clothing, such as socks and mittens for the Arctic voyages, was also part of the winter work for seafarers.